Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, what up, it's Megan Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Zach Sang Show, Dan is here, Heather's not here, but Big Sean is here.
I am here. Come Heather on. Is not here, but Big Sean is here.
Zeno, clap!
Yeah.
God damn it!
Hey, good to be here, man. Good seeing you, buddy. Haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. You look great, by the way, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations to you. You're looking like a real ladies' man.
I'm just trying to work, right?
Hey.
Dan goes, well, yeah. I'm just trying to lose the virginity thing.
Hey, man, I don't see what's stopping you.
That's it. I'm trying to, like, I think if for LA, it took me a little bit to get my shit together, you know what I mean? And kind of, like, get my stuff in order.
Right.
And get used to life a little bit.
Yeah, that takes some time, especially going from such drastic places like that. You were in New York previously, right?
Yes.
And now you're in LA. That's a culture shock right there.
Sean,
almost.
You know me.
It's yeah, 2 years though. That's not an excuse.
But as far as the virginity thing though, you gotta wait for somebody you like, man. Like that's, you said, so for, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do.
Well, at this point, Sean, it's like I'm 23. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm missing. I've understood what gets me through the night, which is my hands.
Right, right.
So like, it's not like I'm desperate for it.
Right.
You know, like it's not like I'm like, oh.
And you know what? Look at you. You got your own show.
Come on.
That's syndicated in 75 different places at once.
That's it.
Now think about how far ahead of you are than some 23-year-olds who have sex all the time.
That's right. True.
You know what I mean? And you're out here bossed up, man. You're a true G, man, and you're a good person. So, hey, I'd rather... You know what I mean? You got to outweigh your pros and cons, man. So you're doing great to me.
I love you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
That means a lot. And I really enjoyed, seriously, as I look back at Los Angeles, I really enjoyed getting to know you. And like, over the last, like, you know, when I first moved here over like that year and a half, mm-hmm. I saw you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I really got to know you as a person. I got to know your crew.
Yes.
Right? And like, and here's the deal, right? Like a lot of rappers, like you have this beautiful chain on your chest.
Yes, yeah.
A gift from Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I mean,
thank
like.
Thank you, Jay.
You rappers put out one image.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you meet them in person, right, you're afraid that like maybe their image, maybe they're, you know, I don't want to call the image douchey, right? But
right.
It is flashy, right?
I know what you mean, yeah.
And you calculate flashy with douchey sometimes.
Yes, you do. Yeah, I do.
Right? It's just basic.
Right.
And you are the complete and total opposite.
Thank you.
From the way you meet people, from the way you live with your family and the way you treat your parents.
Thank you,
and the
Zach.
Way you treat the people you are with and the girls you are in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, I learned from you. But I did.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. And I was raised right, I guess. You know, my mom is, and my family is a big part of my life. So appreciate that.
But it's easy to lose that, right? Like, is there moments throughout this journey from start to now that you've had to kind of like step back and say, what would my mom say about this? What advice would my dad give me here? Because you could get lost in it, right?
I can see it's easy to get lost. I personally never have had that moment where I kind of was outside of myself. Like, I just remember what the grind was, man. Yeah. I'll never forget it with what the journey was. I'll never forget, you know, and I'll never forget how fortunate we are. I'll never forget how one in a million this is for me to be from Detroit, Michigan, and to be a rapper doing what I love to do that I said I was going to do when I was 10 years old. Like, I'll never lose that sense of just the sense of feeling like I was chosen and feeling how special it is and like that responsibility. Like, you know, I give it up to God. I give it up to, you know, I feel like I got angels around me, man. I keep my family around me. And, you know, even though, I might wild out here and there, but not in that way. I might wild out like, okay, I really need to get focused more now. I need to, like, you know, but I'm pretty much on it, though.
That just gave
Thank you.
That gave me goosebumps because you do feel like you are chosen, right? Because you have a message that you're sharing with the world through your music. Mm-hmm. And there is, I mean, like, you know, what are the chances, right?
What are the chances?
That you were the one that would rise, you know, out of Michigan to Hollywood, Kanye West, Jay-Z. I mean, everything you have going on, it's pretty insane.
It's a true blessing, man. And it's great.
You look at your chest right now.
Yeah.
And you see that chain. That is the Rockefeller Jay-Z.
That is a Rockefeller piece.
That is a gift.
That is a real one, man. And I never thought I would have a Rockefeller chain. And it was just... That just goes to show what type of guy he is, too, man. He's a great guy. You know what I'm saying? He understands what it means, you know, and he gave it to me. And he was like, yo, you earned it, you know, and I just thought that was so cool of him to do, man.
What do you think when he says you earned it? What goes through your mind when one of your heroes, I mean, really somebody who's guided you, tells you everything you've done, you did it right?
Man, it's just great confirmation, man, because I put a lot of life force into this music, a lot of energy, a lot of positivity into this, you know, and to just see that respect, and I also have Eminem featured on this album. So that was a double hit. And obviously I'm signed to Kanye, who is one of my favorite artists. You know what I mean? Somebody who I absolutely idolized before I met him, and, you know, still respect on that same level. You know, I'm still like, you know, even when I'm around Kanye, it's a true pleasure. So it's just like, I you know, I don't know what this is. I just hope I don't wake up and, like, wake up at my mom's house like, oh, it was all a dream. Like, God. You know, but that's how surreal it is for me, though.
What is it like working with Kanye and having, what is it, because you said you have tremendous respect for him.
Yeah,
do you
of course.
Feel like you can be honest and open with him, or are you always kind of running your words through a filter?
You got it. No, I definitely respect him. You know, it's not necessarily running my words through a filter, but you always keep a level of respect. But no, I'm always honest with him. And that's what a good relationship is all about, being honest. You know, any relationship, business relationship, family relationship, romantic relationships, like, you know, all relationships are based on communication, honesty, and just like, you know, expressing yourself. And
that's it.
So I do keep that line of communication with him. And sometimes we don't see eye to eye on things, you know. It's not always just like, it's not always just like, okay, hey, we all going this way, we all going that way. I may feel one way, he may feel another way, but the point is that as family, we always work it out. And
will you fight him on something creatively or discuss with him?
Yeah, creatively? For sure. But the thing is, I feel like over the years, Kanye has bred me. And Trent, you know, like I've seen him make albums. I was with him. He took me under his under his wing when he was making Graduation. So it was just like he was teaching me how to make albums back then, 808s, and then you know, all these different crazy albums. So it's just like, for now, he's not as involved as he was when I first got into the game as creatively, but I think that's because he was breeding me to be my own artist, you know? And now, like, my last album, I would meet up with him and just go over the music, and he would give some suggestions here and there. He would help add stuff to the music, and I just think that that's a true testament of just me becoming my own artist.
Yeah. Why you? Why do you think Kanye picked you? Because that is... To be in any room with that man and just to watch. No, he doesn't even need to physically, verbally teach you. Just watching him work, you walk away with knowledge that is with you forever.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like the little bit that he gives, the little energy he gives to something goes a long way in anything that he does. I always ask him, like, man, what did you hear? Because I've been with him when hundreds of people rap for him before. And he's just like, I heard the potential through the punchlines, through the voice. And he was just... He taught me to always see the potential in a person as opposed to always looking for the end result right there.
Yeah.
You know, he's somebody, I think that's a true testament of his career, too. He's somebody who always puts the work in to develop what he's doing and make it the best it can be.
And I think that that moment is reflective in a lot of what you do, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing the potential in somebody. Because a lot of the people around you, from Zeno on down, like, you've been with them for a very long time.
Yeah, shout out to Zeno. He just got promoted.
Come on, day
Zeno's
to day.
Yeah, Zeno's been with me for
everybody.
A while.
For Zeno.
He got promoted to my day-to-day manager. And, you know, he used to just be... Before that, he used to do some of my social media stuff. And then before that, I guess you could say like a street team type of level. But he just proved himself to be more capable than what he was given. And sometimes the people who are given those positions are less capable of doing it. And you have to, like, you go through so many things, you know, where you sacrifice, you know, opportunities and all these things because you don't have the right people in place. It really is a team effort. So it's just cool to see one of my best friends also be my day-to-day manager.
I mean, that's great. But you also saw potential in him, right?
Yeah.
You saw something that, like, let's be real. If you look at Zeno on paper, he probably, like, shouldn't be your day-to-day. But because you saw it in him, you understood him. You put him in the situations to shine and to learn
and
sometimes make mistakes, but to learn and move forward and become better.
And he's great. He's doing a great job, man.
It's great.
So shout out to Zeno back there.
Yeah, I love that, man.
Yeah, man. And but what I can say, Zach, is that, you know, I just hope that when people listen to the music, the new album, I decided that they do take something away from it, man, because there are underlying messages in it. There is inspiration in this music, man. And there is, you know, even Bounce Back, you know, that's the story of the underdog. It's still a party record. It's still fun. But, you know, in there is a story of the underdog, man. And I know what it's like to know your potential, your full potential, and then not be executed.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to have the odds against you and for to people not expect you to go anywhere. And then you beat those odds, man. So I just hope people can enjoy that and take something away from it.
And let's jump into I Decided, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great record.
Thank you.
Top to bottom.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It is a story, right?
Yes, sir.
And there is inspiration in there, but through inspiration, you reach a dark space within yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is true.
Can you walk me through just how a record happens? How does it come about? Like, does it start with, you know, an emotion? Like, do you sit there and, like, think back to, you know, your life and kind of pick out moments and kind of, like, think heavy on them to elaborate on them? Like,
yeah,
explain it to me.
All of that. I mean, a lot of the songs get inspired by the music, you know, as far as the writing gets inspired by the music that, you know, sometimes the beat. Sometimes I did have the concept before I had the music, but mostly it would be the music and we would come up with concepts. But it was telling a story of just, you know, I had a late night conversation with one of my friends one time after the studio around 4:30 in the morning. And I told him, like, man, you ever felt like this was our chance to get it all right? And he was like, what do you mean? I was just like, man, I was like, this sounds crazy, but I sometimes do feel like this is my second time around, not in a reincarnation way, which I believe in that too, in karma, but in a way of like, just what if God gave you one chance to redo it? Like, all right, man, you see where you messed up at. I'm going to give you one more chance. You know, you're not going to remember this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you go back and, you know, maybe you'll have a little more wisdom this time with this. So
maybe somebody is living out their second life through you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So throughout the album, even on the cover, it's a picture of current day me. Then there's a picture of older me. And we're parallel in the exact same place. And what separates us is a tree. And even in Bounce Back and a lot of the merch that went along with the album, I say with the faith of a mustard seed, I kept growing. And it's just like, you know, a mustard seed is this big and you plant it and it becomes this big tree. So that tree kind of symbolizes like that faith between the two of the difference of lives, you know, the juxtapositions. And anyway, throughout the album, my older self is guiding me, you know, and, you know, I hear the consciousness of him. But sometimes I pay attention, sometimes I don't. But all in all, you know, you hear him working at a job for 45 years and he was so unhappy. And then by the end of the album, you know, as I got a chance to redo it all, it completely is different. You know, I'm sitting here talking to my mom about how thankful I am that everything's worked out and it feels like I got a second chance. But, you know, hopefully people can take away these different things from going, you know, from love to thinking a girl's the one, going after her not being the one, to going into depression, to being deep, and to having God lift you up out of it and your family lift you out of it and realizing that it's bigger than you. Yeah, so
you have to get deep and you really need to get to know yourself.
Yes, you
to put this out.
Yeah, so, like, I did.
Do you just, like, okay, so over the last 2 years you've been working on the record, you mm-hmm. think?
Yeah, yes.
Do you go through heartache and all this stuff in your life, keep it in, and then therapeutically let it out?
You know, it's not even a conscious thing to keep it in, but I don't realize I let it out until it's out sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes when I sit back and listen to the song, I'll be like, wow, that was, I'll feel better. Like, wow, I really got that idea off. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
it's great because I just, honestly, as an artist, at least for me, who an artist who writes his own music and stuff, I sacrifice my privacy all the time. I put it all on the line.
Yeah.
I'll admit when I'm wrong in music. I'll admit when if they're the right one, they're the wrong one. If I messed up, if all of this, and that's the dedication. And that's the promise I made, you know, to just lay it all on the line.
To your art.
Yeah, to my art.
Does that scare you a little bit? Because everything you do in life is pretty much documented, right? Like, let's be real. Yeah. Even on your last record or the songs you were putting out over the last, you know, 2 years, they would come in bits and pieces. I'd be able to listen to the records, and I kind of knew who you were talking about. You know what I mean? Like, I can connect dots.
Right.
So, like, your life is pretty much, it's there.
Yeah.
And it's there forever.
It's there forever. But you know what? Hopefully people can take something from that. Yeah. You know, hopefully people can learn something from that or relate to them. You know, when I get a chance to talk to, like, you know, fans or just people who listen to the album, you know, when they say, like, man, that one hit me, or man, that one took me back, or man, that one made me think of my grandma, man, or that one really took me back to my granddad, and like, or I sent this to my mom. My mom loved this song, or, you know, man, this is my gym song. This is the song I work out to. It's like all of that, man, makes it all worth it for me, straight up.
Well, there was a line on the album that I could relate to, and when I heard it, I was like, damn, it's when Bigger Than Moon. You said, I've seen people in the same place for 10 years. Man, that shit is pathetic.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Like, I grew up in Detroit, so, like, you know, I would come back. I would come back a lot and just ride through, you know, the neighborhood I grew up in, and just, like, see the same people on the porches sometimes. I'm looking at my watch, thinking of a date, like, man, you've been sitting on this porch for 15 years, man, like, living with your mom for 15 years, like, damn.
Is that a driving force for you, right?
Yes.
You don't want that?
No way. That is, like, more than a driving force for me. I don't want that for my kids, man. I don't want my kids growing up like that neither. I want them to, like, I don't have any kids.
Not yet.
No, not yet. But it's just like, that's my motivation. It's like, I not only am I doing this for me, I'm doing this for, like, my family. I'm doing it for the generation ahead of me, the generation behind me. Like, you got to do something, man.
Bigger Than Me is a record off the album that is really getting a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another line in the record, and it says, you saw your first dead body at the age of 14.
Yes.
Is that the truth?
That's the truth, yes. In Detroit, I remember I was at, I saw a lot of dead bodies growing up. Honestly, like, I remember when I went to the fireworks one time downtown and they were going off, and like, we looked over and saw, we thought somebody was letting off fireworks, and it was an automatic weapon. And like, people were getting, like, knocked down. And, you know, I'm sure it's like this in a lot of places, not just Detroit, LA, I'm sure, New York,
LA, Chicago, yeah.
You know, and I've definitely seen stuff like that, but, that's just motivation, you know, just shows me what I don't want to be a part of.
Of course.
Stuff like that.
Do you think we live in a world where that can be eliminated within, you know, places like Detroit or Chicago?
Yes. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. The neighborhoods that were unsafe to walk down now in Detroit literally have completely changed. New businesses.
That's great.
Abandoned buildings. I remember one time one of my friends, she got raped walking to school, and it was like, it messed her up, and she lived in the neighborhood, in that same neighborhood where, and it was a you know, crackhead, yeah. An abandoned building, abandoned houses, hiding out. All those houses and buildings now are businesses. They're literally restaurants, buildings that have been empty since I was like a little kid, since probably before I was born. Now have new hotels, new developments, new restaurants, new this, and it's incredible to see in the streets that weren't safe. Like, you can, it's everybody walking down the, you know,
that's,
it's
great.
Like, people are more aware of the community. People want to make it better, so I'm proud of the city for that. And it's crazy how my success, I don't know how this is possible, but I've tied, like, Detroit and me to the heart somehow, because it's synonymous. Like,
you are,
my stuff has been building, and so has the city of Detroit. And it's just, I know it's just a personal thing for me probably, but it's just very cool to see that
the growth is parallel and the evolution is parallel.
Like, yeah,
you know, that's, and you give back too.
You
how often are you there?
I'm often probably like every like month and a half or so, or
that's
like
great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I come back, and I moved my family outside of the city, but we're still, like, right there. So my house, I live there, too.
You just got a new house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just sold my house in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, and got a new house here.
In L.A.?
In L.A., yeah. But I do have a house in Michigan where it's me, my mom, my brother.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I got my room is like in the basement and stuff. It's cool, though.
You know, I mean, you're the one who's barely home. Okay?
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly.
go to the basement. That's just the way it works.
The basement's nice, though. It's a nice basement. So
You made it nice.
Yeah, yeah. But, we do a lot for the city. We give back. I do my foundation. Me and my mom are in it, and it's the Sean Anderson Foundation. We do a lot for Flint. That was one of the things for Bigger Than Me. We had like a Flint Chosen Choir featured on it. Just to show love from that side of things too. You know, we helped out with the, obviously with the water crisis we raised about $100,000.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
We proudly represent the community of Flint, and we're on the radio there.
In
addition to a lot of Big Rapids and a couple other places in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah.
It goes a long way.
It does go a long way. My mom, she had lead poisoning too, and she was able to reverse a lot of the effects by like homeopathic, you know, remedies and holistic treatment and stuff. So
wow.
It was important for her because a lot of those kids got that from that water, and they also have brain damage.
Yeah.
So it's a terrible thing to see, but we did that. And we're also working on a curriculum. Like, my mom was a teacher.
Okay.
So we're working on a curriculum called Mogul Prep. And it's already cool. It's already incorporated in a couple schools in Detroit and in Baltimore, but what it is just showing different professions in the music industry and the entertainment industry. Because growing up, all I wanted to be was a rapper because that's all I saw. Mm-hmm. But if I would have known that my business manager, my manager, my agent, booking agent, creative director, day-to-day.
A whole ecosystem, economy around you.
There's a whole thing, man. And guess what? If my stuff falls, if my career ended tomorrow, they would still have jobs and careers. And that's mm-hmm. something that these kids need to be taught. I feel like in high school is a curriculum, you know?
And
so that's something that we started too, that we're trying to get off the ground.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And if you want to show more love to it, you could check it out at Sean Anderson, the Sean Anderson Foundation.org.
And please, that is phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. I mean, because it's true. You don't really know what's out there.
Yeah.
You're only really you know what you're told,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you know what you're told.
You know the celebrities and the stars, but you don't know all the people who help them get there.
Yeah.
Right. And that it's not possible just by the star. They don't get there.
And not just help them get there, help them be there.
Yes.
That are there that, you know, it's like the least 30 people behind me that have something to do with me and just my stuff. And you can imagine for artists that are, you know, for bigger than me, that have even more. So it's just like, I'm telling you, there's so much to be taught there. So yeah.
When you're doing all this good, mm-hmm. and then you see on a national level, mm-hmm. Donald Trump, I don't want to say reverse it, but making things more difficult,
yeah.
right? You could do all the good in the world, but he can come through and it can be real rough.
Mm-hmm.
Overall thoughts? On
overall
society
thoughts,
right now?
You know, here is my overall thought about it. You can't put energy into things you can't change. There's no point in it. You know, I can sit up here and say, man, fuck him, or, you know, this and that, but it's done what it's done. He was freely elected in a country, mm-hmm. freely elected, you know, fair and square. I'm not saying that I agree or disagree with it. What I'm saying is we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves. We be the best versions of ourselves individually, improve ourselves. Even though that's like, even on the album, I talk about having the wisdom of your older self now. Like, imagine that. Like, imagine how much further we would be. And like, you know, maybe this is something that's going to help all of us get our stuff together. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like, I mean, you saw me, I was performing at the Hillary thing. I was like, you know, there. But at the same time, it's just like, I'm not going to put any energy into something I can't change. I'd rather put energy into something that's going to make a difference, which is myself and helping others.
That's
you
awesome.
Know what I mean?
That's awesome.
But when you say a line about wanting to murder him, do you expect a response from him? Like, I mean, you know he's going to hear that.
Well, no. And here, to keep it honest with you, when you rap, you just go into your own world sometimes and you do these type of things. And you know, even on the Eminem song, when he's saying what he's saying, it's just like, but at the same time, it's bigger than all of that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you describe how this collaboration with Eminem happened? Like, do you go to him, or does he express interest in you? Just explain it to me, because it's mind-blowing. He sounds different. I've never heard Eminem sound like this on a record ever.
I think that's so tight that he sounds different. It like, when I first heard it, I had chills, man, because it felt like it felt like how I felt when I was listening to Slim Shady LP. You know what I mean? It was like, whoa, you're like blowing my mind right now. Like, what the f-? And you know, I reached out to Paul Rosenberg, his manager. I reached out to Royce da 5'9". I reached out to Eminem, like all the, his whole camp. And then they hit me back, and I was on the phone with M, and M was like, man, I love this song. This song is crazy. But, you know, obviously he's busy working on his, you know, working and doing his thing.
He's doing his own album, isn't he?
I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying he was busy, you know, said he was busy. And he didn't know if he would be able to get to, you know, the song in time for me. And I honestly, I didn't know if that was real. Like, I didn't know if he was trying to let me down easy or, you know how some people was like, oh, I don't know if I got time, you know.
And I don't want to hold you up.
I don't want to hold you up. But then I can say he is a true man of his word, because a couple weeks later, he was like, hopefully in a couple weeks I could figure out. And a couple weeks later, he found the time, man, and he completely murdered it. And I felt like he has so much to get off his chest. You know what I mean? And I was so ecstatic when I got it, man.
He's been sitting back and just, like, taking notes on society and on his life and on the media right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, he's just doing, like, he's studying up for something huge.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see what he does, man. But he murdered No Favors.
Dude, and so good.
Yeah, and I just, when I was talking to him, he was just like, man, I'm happy to be a part of it. Like, he was like, thanks for including me. You know, I'm not a fan of a lot of people, but he was like, man, I just think you're like one of the most dangerous MCs. Like, I got mad respect for you. Thank you for including me. I'm like,
wow.
Thank you. You know, like.
And you don't give him notes or anything. Like, if you like everything he did right out the gate.
Off top, man. Yeah. There's nothing I can change about that. Like, I'm gonna keep it real, though. I sent him a 16 bar verse as his. You know, I'm like, here's the space that I want your verse in. And then he sent back two minutes of rap. So,
and what are you going to do, tell him no?
No, that was a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for this gift.
Yeah, it was a gift, you know, and I appreciated it straight up.
Which song in your life has had the most impact that you've released, that you've created?
Most impact?
I mean, it's...
For me, personally?
Personally and professionally, because I think that the two might be different, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Let's start personal.
Professionally, I don't know. You know, this new music just came out 2 days ago. So
of course.
That No Favors, that Eminem is one. I remember when me, Jay-Z, and Kanye did Click. That was like major for me. And just so many moments that was just, I don't fuck with you was like a major moment that, for me.
See, that's where my mind goes. Because that, for the first time, puts the name Big Sean in everybody in this country's mouth, right?
Yeah,
like that
you're
was
right.
That was, as I remember talking to you about that song, you sent it to me, and I was like, this song's a fucking hit. Yeah. And nobody was touching it really yet.
Nobody was touching it, I remember.
It was just creeping.
Mm-hmm.
And it really put your, it changed your percent, like, it changed your public profile.
It did.
I think.
It did. It was a massive, crazy hit for me, man.
And it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and it still goes, though. Like, when I still perform that song, it still goes crazy. Like,
and it will forever.
Yeah, that was major. I had no idea that song was going to be like that.
Do you have a rhythm? Do you want to release music every 2 years, or, like, do you have a planned schedule in your head?
Well, no, I definitely want to release music way sooner now.
Like, really?
Yeah, I didn't mean for it to take so long, but, you know, the next album will not take that long, I promise.
Do you think it's because the industry is changing, or is it because you just have a lot to say?
I just have a lot to say. I have so much to say, and I just feel like that I barely scratched the surface on this last album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I feel like I got more to go.
On the song Owe Me, the questions at the end, are they questions you're sick of being asked, or, like, are you mocking the media?
Oh, yeah, that was just the skit. That I was, I was more so mocking.
Okay.
I was more so just making fun of it, because that's how it is sometimes, you know. They ask you, like, these dumbass questions, but then...
question over
but then like right when you're like about you close the door, they try to ask you something prolific, like on the skit in the album, like soon as I close the door, he's like, what is your stance on animal cruelty? Like,
yeah,
what do you think about Harambe? Do you think he should have got shot, or, you know, what's your stance on that? Like, it's just like, okay. And I have nothing against, you know,
Harambe.
Of course all love to Harambe, but no, I have nothing against you know, media paparazzi or nothing, because I understand their position too. They got to feed their families and do their jobs.
It's a whole ecosystem, man.
It is. So you can't hate on that, you know?
So is Janae the one? Is she, you going to bring her home to mom?
Has she already met mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah. Yes, man. She's very special. I mean, even before, you know, dating and stuff, I respected her as an artist. We were friends, you know what I mean? So it was definitely a natural thing, and it's great, man. We make great music together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does that work? Like, the one question I always had for you and Ari when you would do music together was, like, any creative spats? Like, who takes lead in the studio, or is it completely mutual? Like, how does that work?
It just depends on the song.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It depends on if the idea, where the idea comes from in the song, where there's... Could be her idea, could be my idea, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It could be a concept, it could be about something. So I feel like every song, and even just regardless of that situation, every song is just different how it gets made. So it's not like a factory how you put this to assemble, you assemble that, assemble that, yeah.
Why are you attracted to musicians? Is it, I mean, Naya was kind of a musician, but like,
no.
You know, what is it about them? Is it like, is it their vibe? Is it their energy? Is it,
no, man.
Is it their talent? Like,
What I can say is that maybe it's just, I'm not going to say anything about that, okay? Like, get out of here. It's not even about musician. It's not about none of that. It's just about...
No, but there could be a passion there, right? There could be a love. There could be an energy. And it could be the shared appreciation for a common art that can make you attracted to each other. That's the point I'm trying to make.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you guys can connect on different levels.
There you go, man.
I'll answer the question for you.
Yeah.
Don't worry. What fuels you? What keeps you going? What gets you up in the morning? What gets you on the jet? What keeps the ball rolling for you?
What gets you on the jet?
What gets me on the jet? What keeps the ball rolling, man? Just family does. Just different experiences going through life. And just wanted to, you know, honestly, I know my potential and I know what I can do for the world. And I feel like I can do something for the world. I feel like I can bring something to the table. I feel like I can offer ideas that people need to hear.
Yes.
And that's what fuels me. And that's, you know, I work very hard. I have a studio everywhere I go. On the tour bus, on the smallest tour bus, in every city I go to, it has to be a studio set up there because I just can't stop, man. I have to, like, keep going and keep producing because... I feel like that's a part of my bigger mission.
It is. And it's also your vehicle, right? Like, that's your music is your vehicle to get you there and to kind of help spark change. Right?
Yeah. And I know there's somebody else, man, who has the same dream and ambition as me, who's ready to take my spot too, you know? And
that is.
They're not going to get it, man. They're not going to get that spot for me because I'm only going up.
You have a lot more music and a lot more story to tell.
Yeah.
And you have many, many years left.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you watch the people around you? Do you look at everybody else in the space a little
yeah.
bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I pay attention, but that's just because I'm aware and I'm a music fan. So, yeah, always.
Light. One of my favorite records on the album.
Mm-hmm.
What is the light?
Light is, excuse me, I just ate some Indian food.
Did you?
It was pretty good.
I'm jealous.
Tiki masala.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a Mala Kofta guy.
Oh, yeah?
Samosas?
Very good.
Yeah, right. Do you like that?
Yeah. So anyway, the light, though, That first song, the first line of the album is, I spend my whole life trying to improvise. I'm not saying that shit for you to sympathize. I spend my whole life trying to find a light that's at the end of the tunnel. I should have realized it was inside. It's just about realizing your inner, like, power, man. And once you get that right, everything on the outside starts changing. So that was, like, the whole point of, you know, with the story. When you come back and it's your second time around, like, I feel like that's the initial... thing that you need to get right is what's inside you, man. And that's the light, like finding that light.
I think over the last 2 years, I found my light.
That's great, man.
Seriously.
That's great. Because then, and look, what's changing now? Everything on the outside.
But that you saying that everything, like, because everything in my life has kind of started to fall into place.
And there you go. That's what I'm talking about. And then the second track on the album is Bounce Back. Once you figure it out inside, you bounce back from all the losses you took and you're going at it. And then No Favors is the track after that. And that's when it's like, I don't need any favors. Like, this is mine. I'm owning this. And that's like the first, like the album to me, it was broken up into four different acts. Like, that's the first act. The second act is going after your true love. And then it not going so well and then it going down, being a third act, and you go into this dark spot and, you know, voices in your head, and then you get lifted up out of that, you know, with by your family. For me, it was my mom, and just like then realizing that it's bigger than you. And that's the whole like album.
Beautiful.
When you're making the album, beautiful, do you think like, I need a club song, I need a party song, I need this type of song?
Mm-mm. I used to think like that, but not anymore, because after my last album and then when I saw I Don't Fuck With You blow up how I did, I was just like, man, I'm always just going to make music that feels right. I'm not going to be like, oh, I need to have the radio smash, or yeah, I need to like, you know,
because
just
that
like,
comes, right? If you're true and genuine.
It just comes natural, man.
Yes.
And it's just like, you might as well make the music that people, you know, I've known people who had the hottest song on the radio, and then next year I don't even hear their name anymore. I'd rather make something that if I have a fan base that I'm giving them something to hold on to, 5 years from now, they'll still be playing that song and being like, man, that song changed my life, whether someone was on the radio or not. That's more important to me, you know, than just having the success of the commercial radio and things like that.
So are you a fan? Like, we were
like, I would never would have thought Bounce Back would be a radio song.
But it will be. Yeah. It's going to be.
I mean, it is. I'm looking at the Hot 100. It's like 15 on there. It's like top 15. It's like, okay, you know. It's like, wow, I never would have thought that. And it's actually moving, and that's just cool to see, you know?
But that song at least still has a message. Like, there's a lot of musicians nowadays that just make a song because it sounds cool and they want to be on the radio. Are you a fan of that type of music?
Of what?
It's just like they just make the song because it sounds cool. There's no message in it. They're just kind of...
I would consider that hello music.
Or mumble rap. That's a big term nowadays.
Oh, like, well... Am I a fan of what? I don't know exactly who you mean or what you mean, but yeah, I'm a fan of like all music. It's not like I just listen to like just conscious rap. Like, I love like all music, and you know, I'm not, you know, the next person's not me. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect somebody to be saying the same things I'm saying. I respect them to give their perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love Amigos so much, and I had them on my album, because I feel like that they're just like keeping it raw, man, not caring, and like not caring about what people say, and just like staying true to them. Like, I really appreciate that about artists in any genre.
Big Sean, I love you, dude.
I love you too, man.
I've missed you.
Yeah, good seeing you.
I am so happy for everything you have going on.
Thank you.
I mean, so much more ahead. It's so exciting.
Thank you, man.
And it's been very cool to just watch since I've gotten to know you.
Thank you.
Just to just watch your rise.
Thank
it's
you.
Really exciting.
You too, man. Congrats on the show. It seems like it's just getting bigger and bigger for you.
Thank you.
You're 23, right?
Yeah.
Man, you got the whole world in front of you, man. So
thank you.
Congrats.
Will you keep coming back?
Yeah, of course I'll come back.
All right.
Yeah.
Much love
all
to you.
All day.
Wait, I have two more things real quick. First off, Our SNL performance is awkward, because I watch them back and I always seem like they always seem like a little off, like the sound or something.
Oh yeah, man, the sound for me wasn't the best at all. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's one of them things. It's like, ugh. But at the same time, it was an honor, and it was my first time on SNL, so I'm looking forward to like coming back and even doing it bigger and better.
Well, that's it. You learn. You now know what went wrong, and now you're gonna make sure that the person who fucked up the first time ain't gonna be there the second time.
Oh yeah.
And then you're gonna be good.
That's for sure.
And then the last one, I asked John Legend the same question. He didn't have an answer for me, but where's the Cruel Winter album? That's taken forever.
Man, I'm looking for it too. it's definitely being like worked on though. It's definitely being worked. So gotta get it. You know, that's love for the people who still waiting and still who got love for good music and a Cruel Winter and a compilation. And, you know, Cruel Summer was an incredible classic. So you best believe, though, that good music is like intact and is being worked on in that Cruel Winter.
Cool.
Before you go, Chris Martin.
Yeah.
You chose not to add the record to the album.
Yeah. Only because not because the song isn't amazing, but just because I really took this album and the story of the album serious, and I didn't want to just add the Chris Martin record for the sake of it.
I get it. For the name, for the cachet.
Obviously, it would have been big for me, Coldplay. I'm a huge Coldplay fan. I'm a huge Chris Martin fan. But at the same time, it's just like I didn't want to I just didn't want to wrongfully put it on there for any other, you know, for for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do it for the right reasons.
Art first.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, that's I'm 100% sure that song is coming out. So
can I hear it one day? Will you play it for me?
It's a fire song to me. It's like one of my favorites.
I'm interested in what that collaboration's like and how the two mesh together.
Yeah.
He's the coolest guy. He's been here. Yeah. He's fucking awesome.
He's awesome, man.
And
he's a great guy.
Drops you wisdom and he teaches you about life and like
he's where he's at for a reason, man.
Yes.
He's a great dude, man. It's just Coldplay is just fire.
And the greatest performer.
Yeah, he's a great performer, right? Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm a good performer too. You gotcha.
Yeah.
you're going on tour soon for this album, right?
Yeah, the I Decided tour is on. You know, for all the people who got love for the album, man, you gotta come see me do it live. It's gonna be crazy.
You going everywhere?
Going everywhere. A lot of the cities are sold out. Like all the LA shows are sold out. The Palladium and Anaheim and you know places like that. But it's still, I think New York, we're doing Radio City.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just like. You know, it's
Sean,
gonna be crazy.
Like, what is? I mean, come on, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's big. It's gonna be crazy.
Like Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time like Radio City Music Hall had like you know a rapper headline their venue?
Yeah, it's gonna
I
be
mean,
insane.
Ever? I'm wondering. Now that's a question I have, and I gotta Google it. That's a big deal, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be insane, man. So it starts off in March. You get the tickets now. You know, for the cities. Like I said, a few of them are sold out, but. There's definitely some tickets left, so go on there, come see me live. I promise you I'm going to deliver. The creativity and the, like, all that stuff on the tour is going to be crazy.
I'm inviting myself to the LA show.
Oh, come on.
Thanks.
You're invited.
I decided it is out right now, and seriously, it is such a beautiful piece of work.
Thank you, man.
Really, an incredible album, top to bottom.
Thank you, thank you.
Every song, it really hits you. It really... you. Your story and your life comes through beautifully, and it's just, it's so real and it's so raw, and I give you a lot of respect for being able to be that honest.
Thank
and
you,
put
man.
That out there into the world, and I really genuinely believe that it is, you know, what a vehicle for change for you. You're going to help change a lot of people.
Thank you. That's music. The whole goal, man. So if you got love for me, support this album. It's no physicals and stores yet. It's just digital. The physicals come out February 17th. Just because I didn't want it to leak or anything.
No,
I wanted it to be done properly. So if you got love for me, I need you to, like, this is the time
one.
I'm asking you to support me. You know, buy it digitally, stream it. Like, let's go. I'm trying to make a statement, so let's get it.
I decided.
Wait, quickly, why'd you get so mad at that guy throwing money at you in Vegas the other night?
Oh, damn, you heard about that?
It just made it everywhere about an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah. I have a you give your answer. I have a theory on why you were pissed at it, but you go.
Man, damn, that's crazy. I didn't think that would be a thing.
Oh, yeah, it made it.
Really?
Yep.
I was just, let me tell you why I was mad, man, because first of all, it was the first time I was performing a lot of those new songs off the album. One. Two, it was just very distracting when you're throwing money in a crowd and somebody's performing, man. I think that's rude.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just like, yo, why don't you wait till I'm gone or something? Like, why are you throwing money, man? That's disrespectful. And it was just, like, disrespectful the way the money was just landing on people. It was landing on the stage I was on. It's just like, yo, you're being disrespectful, man. And I just feel like the concept of being above people
Disgusting.
Throwing money at them is just like, yo, this is 2017, man. This is not what we doing. This ain't no strip club, man. This is like... You know what I mean?
That was my exact theory on why you were pissed.
Yeah, it was just like, I felt like it was disrespectful to me.
Yes, and everybody
and
around you.
And to everybody in there.
Why do I want your money? I'm not your charity
And case. I saw it, like, coming down on people and people kind of just being like,
not cool.
Yo, like.
I would have just collected it all.
Of course you would have.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope people collected it all, but what I'm saying is that was just disrespectful.
It was wrong. I decided, is the album out now? Please, do yourself a favor and give it a listen. It's really phenomenal and. Dude, I'm going to be spinning your records on the radio.
Thank
you. Pop radio.
Thank you, man.
Pop radio loves Big Sean.
All day. I appreciate that.
Love you, dude. Thank you for taking the time.
Love you, too. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.